Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the Psalm 83 war and some destruction that will come from it. Listen as we start out the new week at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. As we move on to verses 3 through 7, I think it good to review a moment here God's plan before going into these verses. See, there is coming what is often referred to as the Psalm 83 war, mainly because Psalm 83 lists the participants. Those participants will be destroyed. And it is very distinct. The various places are named. Israel is attacked by Egypt, Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, parts of Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. All of those surrounding Israel almost like a circle, closest to Israel. Well, God will move, and those lands are so destroyed, so badly, that Israel will have no animal or human for 40 years set foot on it. Now, the Bible said that, not me. The Bible says that. The Bible says that's so. Now, people said, well, this happened back when Nebuchadnezzar came. And somebody said, no, this happened when so-and-so came. Well, look, it's never happened that there was a 40-year period like that. And there was always people there, even though it might have been somewhat desolate. It's going to happen the way God said it's going to happen. If not that, then you've got to say, well, then maybe the things about hell's not real. Maybe the things about heaven's not real. Okay. No, God said what he meant. He meant what he said. Damascus will be completely leveled. Now, the Psalm 83 war could happen before or after the rapture. See, the rapture is at any moment. The Psalm 83 war does not have to happen for it to come. But one thing we do know, the rapture will take every saved person out of this earth to heaven. We'll be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, the rapture is not the second coming of Christ because we meet him in the air. He does not touch down on earth. Sometime following the rapture, a seven-year tribulation period hits this earth. When does it start? It starts when a covenant is signed between a world leader and Israel. I believe that world leader is out of the European stable of nations. We find out that he'll have 10. We find out as well that I believe that he's of Jewish heritage. I believe Daniel 11 shows that he's a single man. But he confirms a covenant with Israel for 7 years, a peace deal with Israel. When he does, the walls will come down, because when Russia and their coalition of nations, which is listed for us in Ezekiel 38, we don't have to guess at who's with him, because there's a coalition that's already mentioned in Ezekiel 38, verses 2 through 6. And we see them lining up today. They come down against Israel. And again, the Psalm 83 war and the Russian war, it's all on our website. If you'll just go there, you can look up Sermon by Bible, and you can look at, for example, our Sermon Audio's website. It's sermonaudio.com. It's all one word with the / that's a line that leans to the right, okay? / Central Baptist. That's all one term. You just click on Psalm 83, click on Ezekiel 38, and you'll have sermons on that by me that I preached in our church that went through and detailed what happens in the Psalm 83 war, as well as after that is over, and Russia and her allies come down against Israel sometime, I believe, in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. Now, Israel at this time is believing in that world leader that set up the agreement with them. The temple is rebuilt. Oh, they love this guy. Oh, his promises. Seems like Kraft prospers somewhat, but he will set up the abomination of desolation, setting himself up to be worshipped, to worship his image. He'll have a great deadly wound that'll be healed, and the world will wonder after him as if he was a god. Now, understand the 7-year period isn't 3.5 years of good and 3.5 years of bad. No, it's 3.5 years of tribulation, followed by 3.5 years of great tribulation, and the midpoint, it seems like the Antichrist sets up this abomination of desolation, the image in the temple of God, and God is angry with him for it. And of course, this ends with the Battle of Armageddon. Again, if you'll look in the book of Revelation on our website, you'll see that we covered it there as well. That happens when Christ, then it has the actual second coming, when he touches earth. And he calls all of them to the valley of Jehoshaphat to judge them. And so that's the context we had in verse 2. Now, so we're going to go on to verse 3 here. Let me read that for you. It says, "And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink." Well, there's the sex slave traffic going on at that point. Verse 2 lets us know that the Lord gathers all nations together to plead for his heritage Israel, whom the nations have scattered among all the world. And they parted God's land. As we told you, Presidents Clinton and Bush and Obama tried to divide up the land. And we hope that our present president, Mr. Trump, will honor Israel and be a safe haven for them. And the world today tries to prevent Israel from having the land God promised to them, and who's ever in that land then that God promised are occupiers, now not Israel. You see, the news media has it wrong. When there's a difference between the news media, between political leaders, and the Word of God is always, 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 always right, and man is always, always wrong when there's a difference. Now, what I said flies in the face of replacement theologians who say the church replaces Israel. But verses 3 through 8 will tell us that God pleads with the nations as it relates to Israel, not the local church or their invisible church. And he pleads with them at the end of the tribulations. Now, having said that, let's look again at the atrocities of man here. In verse 3. And it seems like these atrocities go against the young people of Israel. Again, "And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink." They first cast lots for his people. Even to this day, we find that the UN, the United States, and other countries tried to divide the land and called the Jews occupiers, as if they did not belong, and as if God had not given it to them. And so they try to cast lots and part the land. And by the way, this was what President Bush tried to do. And as a result, I think that one of the great economic downturns is a result of President Bush not being true to Israel as he should have, and God judged and cost his party, the Congress, and the presidency at the time. He wasn't what he ought to be. Now we read here in verse 3, they have given a boy for a harlot. The harlot sells herself. The idea is they make boys into objects for men who are perverted pedophiles. Now the harlot sells herself. It seems like these boys are somehow enslaved and other men pay other men for those boys. I find it interesting that in Ezekiel we find that God says at least the harlot sells herself for something, the woman that just gives herself to other men that are not her husband seems to be worse. And whereas we think low of the harlot, the woman that does not get paid for her thing, but she just goes ahead and cheats with other men, I think that she is what the word slut is talking about, and that is a proper word for that action. Now, people speak of how Muslims are against homosexuals, and they hang them. But isn't it interesting they also make exceptions for those that are fighting in their wars? They even set them up for some of their soldiers. They can have these for both girls and boys for their vile, perverted pleasure. Well, here they sell Israel to give land to others for money. But Israel today has a problem similar to the United States with the vile sin of sodomites. Isn't it interesting as you read through the Old Testament? The good kings of Judah were the kings that eliminated the houses of the sodomites. Now think of this. The land belongs to Israel justly and rightly as it was obtained in defensive wars. But more importantly, it was given them by God and promised to them forever.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.